And now Pianos Around Town, happening in downtown Ypsilanti. And that's happening now through October 9th. And we have a story that's very special for you about that. So, what would you do? Let's say you're walking down the street, you turn a corner, and bam, you see a lonely piano just waiting to be played. Well, that could actually happen if you're in downtown Ypsilanti starting today. Corinne Henchirlian and Amos created Pianos Round Town 3 years ago. The idea came from London, and cities around the world have joined in. Henchirlian Amos is a piano teacher. She got Steinway Piano Gallery on board to lend the pianos. And 8 business owners in Ypsilanti agreed to adopt a piano, putting it outside in front of the store each morning. And don't worry, they schlep them back indoors at night and run and cover them up if it rains. Henchirlian Amos says anyone can play at any time.
A lot of people pass by and they just tickle the ivories up and down as they're walking. They don't even stop. And other people will sit down, they'll play boogie boogie, they'll play things that they played as children. And other people will be accomplished pianists like myself, and I'll sit down and I'll play in different pianos and, you know, play Chopin, and then I'll get some clapping. If I played in front of the sidetrack last year and the traffic light was red, so some people heard me over there, you know, from their windows, and then when the piece ended, they were clapping. So it was great.
So what do you think the pianos and spontaneous music, what does it do for the mood of the community?
I don't know, I think it brings them together, but basically people just can't believe that it's something that's free. Free and fun. Basically just free and fun.
And Pianos Around Town is going on in downtown Ypsilanti through October 9th. You can find out more online at michiganradio.org. Finally now, a story that I just couldn't wait to share with all of you. A husband starts some huge home renovations on his White Lake Township home, and then he couldn't finish the work. Why? Because Army First Lieutenant Joseph Propotnick was deployed to Afghanistan. That left his wife Melanie with a huge mess until this week, when 25 volunteers from the Farmington Hills Home Depot store turned up, tools in hand, to finish the job. Melanie, he left you with quite a honey-do list.
Oh, you aren't kidding. I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you serious? He's like, this is a power washer. All you have to do is just yank this chain. I'm like, what? What? We didn't have a bathroom upstairs. I had had surgery, and it's a tri-level house. We had sticks in our doors to lock them. He had tried to drill out some holes to put locks on the slide. We had 3 sliding glass doors, and he tried drilling holes to put temporary locks on them that just weren't working. So we had sticks in the doors, a garage door that we couldn't open. So I was trying to prop it up with wood. It was tough.
So, Melanie, tell us what happened this week. Some angels wearing Home Depot shirts pull up to your house?
Oh, my gosh. I felt like I won, the lottery. They came in. They volunteered not only to do those things, but they went above and beyond. They are in every room of my house. I have 3 new doors, a 4th one on the front. They have a garage door on order. I'm going to have a bathroom with a bathtub. It's just unbelievable. And my husband's most favorite thing is they put in a flagpole. So now we have a American flag flying in front of our house.
Melanie, what do you now feel about the way that the public and companies like Home Depot and these volunteers from their Farmington Hills store, how do you now feel about the way that you're being supported, you military families?
I'm beside myself. I've got to tell you, I felt really, really alone and like nobody understood. And because my husband's base unit was 2.5 hours away, I didn't have that closeness of anybody else. And heck, I can't even get someone to let me into traffic. And I just thought nobody understands. And for these people to come out, it feels like they're doing things that my husband would have done for me. And it's absolutely incredible. I just want to pay it forward.
Melanie, how long till your husband comes home?
Not till late next spring, if I'm lucky.
Melanie, thanks for talking with us, and it's nice to see that there are angels among us.
There are. Thank you so much.
We want to thank those of you who have emailed and Facebooked us with your comments and with your suggestions. Hearing from you really is important to us, your thoughts about the show and stories and interviews that you'd like to see us do here on Stateside. You can find us on Facebook as Stateside with Cynthia Canty, and that's C-A-N-T-Y, Irish, C-A-N-T-Y. Also at Stateside Radio on Twitter, and of course you can find previous stories and interviews online at michiganradio.org.